just walk in. Why would you say that?
You're all out of breath. Ran up all eight stories.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Greetings, young man.
And how are you, sir?
I have got my barrel of coffee. I'm all right.
I was
up listening to the station really late last night. You know that Greg Beharrell's a funny person.
Right.
I was going to throw
out
something
nasty.
You're going
to say MF-er.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's both.
Yeah.
So agreed.
I was, drinking heavily and listening to the station, having a good larf. He's a funny fellow. Y'all got to listen till midnight every night.
Let's talk about what's coming up today. A mother and a son hijacked a car.
Nope. Okay.
What do you call it? It's not hijacked.
Carjacked.
Thank you.
But I like hijack.
I mean,
why not?
Carjacked.
Yeah.
A mom and her son.
Really? I'm telling me that he's 6 months old, please.
He is 11.
Oh, well.
Which is not much better.
No. Wow.
We also have tickets for you today for Volbeat and the Stones.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a celebrity impressions.
All right.
So if you do a celebrity impression, we better recognize it first things first.
Yeah.
And then the best one will get to choose between the two concerts.
Nice. Very cool.
We're going to talk about something called Yemen's Well from Hell.
Okay.
Which, not interested in, really, but seems like other people are.
Is that like a giant, that giant hole in the desert?
Yes.
Yeah, that is a weird
thing.
Like
350 feet across.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's got the name Well from Hell.
Yeah, because it stinks. It's like sulfur.
Yes, yes.
Coming from hell.
So, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, people rappelled down into it.
And they couldn't have seen much. It's super, super dark.
Well, I'm sure they had lights.
Yeah, but they're kind of useless. They don't really go very far. It's super dark. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to go. I want to throw some.
You want to go?
Well, I want to throw some people in, at the very least.
I mean, I've seen too many movies to want to go. They did find snakes down there, though, I will tell you that.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Really?
And shocking things that you found out about your partner.
Oh, okay. That could be interesting.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
Now that we're together, now that we're living together in sin.
Some of them will shock you.
Nice.
Good. I'll tell you, just as a tease, one of them includes fingernail clippings.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no.
I don't know why that's such a difficult thing to do on your own, by yourself.
Odd. Okay.
So things like that.
And we want to hear about the ones that you've come up with.
Yes,
about your partner all of a sudden you found out.
You can be anonymous so that you can tell on them. We can all have a good laugh.
We'll pretend we'll change your voice on the radio. We won't.
We won't. But
we'll tell you we will.
Right. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I can't think of anything less that I would be doing with my mom when I was 11 than carjacking someone.
You guys used to party and throw down, man. You can't lie to me.
I can't get my head around that.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, man. So mom comes up, hey, you get done with your homework? Let's go rip off a car.
Let's go steal a car from a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to this news audio.
Tonight, St. Louis police are looking for a suspected carjacker who is just 11 years old and his mom.
The mom and son's bold attack on the driver, Mike, is leaving so many people shaking their heads.
It's sad.
It's a baffling case.
It leaves a bad taste and stain on our ward.
That's left 4th Ward Alderwoman Dwendolyn Evans frustrated and with many questions.
Was he taught that or is this something that he has seen?
She's talking about an 11-year-old boy. Police say pistol whipped a man.
Can I answer her question?
Yes, please.
How did he learn that?
Yeah.
I don't know, from his mom that's driving the car that they're carjacking.
I learned it by watching you.
What the hell?
I mean, did we see that commercial back in the day? The
pistol,
PSA?
Pistol whipping is just hitting a guy with a pistol.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which most 11-year-olds do.
Sure.
While his mother carjacked the victim. The 48-year-old man told investigators around 9:30 Tuesday night he was pumping gas near South Grand and Osceola.
Is that like a euphemism?
No, but this is where it gets sad.
Okay.
When the woman and her son approached him, the woman told the victim she and her child needed a ride to her mom's house in North St. Louis. The man took them to the 4200 block of Page, but police say within moments, his good deed backfired.
So the dude gave them a ride. He was being kind.
You wouldn't think an 11-year-old kid walking up with mom.
Right.
You're going to get jumped.
I think I would trust them and I would say, oh, they need a ride. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, just another lesson to call a cab instead and pay for it yourself.
It does suck that it warns people away from doing something
exactly.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So not only do you suck because you stole the car,
right. But
you're screwing
But you
up
also
from,
suck, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You suck some more. Extra suck.
The driver told detectives when the woman grabbed his keys from the ignition, the 11-year-old boy hit him in the head with a revolver. The injured man also said the mom dragged him out of his 2017 Nissan Rogue, hopped in the driver's seat, and she and her son then sped off in his car.
Well, I'm sure things are going to work out well for that pair. I'm sure that mom is teaching him well.
11-year-old?
Yeah, and he's not going to end up somewhere really awful. That's for sure. So well done, mom.
He's not going to end up in prison in the next 2 years.
No. No.
So all good.
You're under 18. You won't be doing any time, as the offspring taught us.
That is some...
Noodles, look what you've done. Damn
it's
it, Noodles.
It's all Noodles' fault.
Yeah, 100%.
I knew it. I knew that guy was to blame. Wish people could hear the conversation we just had during the Rolling Stones. We have two tickets to see the Rolling Stones October 17th at SoFi Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. And we also have two tickets to see Volbeat and Ghost in concert March 3rd at Honda Center. So the way we're going to do this, we're going to have you call in and do celebrity impressions.
Ah, okay.
You can do an impression of anybody that you want as long as we recognize them.
Howard Cosell. You probably better make it kind of easy. How good are you with catching people doing celebrities?
Well, a lot of
times. Because I don't know very many of them, honestly.
Well, I mean, if you have to tell us, you have to tell us. But a lot of times, these are the same cartoons type people.
Sure. Right.
You know, true. Christopher Walken, right. You know, that kind of stuff that's sort of easy to do.
Right. Yes, exactly.
So you're going to do a celebrity impression, and then if you're the first one that wins, you get your choice between Volbeat and Ghost and Rolling Stones.
Yeah, which of those shows do you want to go to?
And then if you're the second winner, you get what's left.
Yeah.
Which is also a good show.
Sure, absolutely.
So celebrity impressions at 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. In the afternoon, we have tickets for the Rolling Stones, we have tickets for Volbeat and Ghost, and we're doing it with celebrity impressions. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I could do...
Let me
see here.
You haven't even thought of it yet?
My name's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Get to the chopper.
All right.
Not bad.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, don't go away. Don't go away.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Welcome to KLOS.
I mean, that's not bad either.
Who is it?
Huh?
Who are you? Grover?
Who do you think this is?
I thought
you have to hurry.
I thought Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, did you?
Yes,
oh.
Was all right.
Hurry, get to the chopper.
Okay, maybe lead with that.
Moving in with Grover. Yeah, there you go. Spending too much time. All right, don't go away. Hold on a second.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, bro. Yeah, you listen to KLOS 93.1. What did I say?
No, that sounds... I'm not sure about that.
I'm sorry.
Sharon,
no.
I can't do it! I can't be... Sharon!
That's all you need.
Yeah, it really is.
It's just the yell.
Basically, yeah.
KLOS, hello?
Yeah, I'm calling for the celebrity impression.
Yes, what do you got?
Oh my God, my car got through.
Do it again.
Oh my God, is this Kevin's logo?
I don't
know who that is.
Who is that?
Oh, John Travolta.
No, it wasn't.
Are you dancing as well?
Thank you for calling.
No, it wasn't.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, your best celebrity impression, please.
The boy was off trying to find himself some shoes, Colonel. He wants to buy it. Same as the rest of them. More even.
I don't despise that.
I don't hate it either. Hold on.
Don't go away.
How many people do we have now?
Three.
Okay. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You have a celebrity impression?
I do.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. You're someone, Sharon.
What?
Guess who?
Hold on. Hey, who was it?
Who is it?
Ozzy.
Oh, Ozzy.
Wow,
I thought
weird.
I heard you say Sharon in there, but I wasn't sure.
That's, yeah, I think we're... I don't think that one. 818-955-KLOS if you've got a celebrity impersonation.
I think we have two. I think we have the first two Arnolds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's it.
And then you decide if you want to see the Rolling Stones or you want to go to the Ghost and Volbeat show.
Correct. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is Volbeat. And you could win tickets to see Volbeat and Ghost March 3rd at the Honda Center. Or... you could win tickets to see the Rolling Stones October 17th at SoFi Stadium, depending on your celebrity impression. KLOS, hello.
Hello?
Hi there, you have a celebrity impression?
Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. You have a celebrity impression?
Yes, I do.
Wow, you can change sex, first of all. That's pretty impressive. All right, let's hear it.
Hey, yo, man, why won't you train me, Tony? Why won't you train with me, Tony? I want to know why don't you train with me.
That's not Rocky, is it?
Yes, it is.
Get the f*** off our phone.
Next.
Hi.
Hi there. Celebrity impression?
Yes.
All right, what do you got?
I got Pee Wee Herman, I hope.
Oh, nice. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
All right. Hey, kid. Guess what today's secret word is?
harassment. Now let's use that in a sentence. Harassment, nothing to me.
I like the material more than the execution, I think.
I think, hold on.
I used to be way better at this when I was younger. I'm just trying to act right now. Because
don't sell yourself short.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Don't go away. Hold on.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I got a few impressions.
All right, let's hear your best one.
Yeah, best one.
Best one?
Mm-hmm.
Get to the... Hang on.
That was great. Thank you. Hi, KLOS, your best impression, please. You say, hang on a second.
Hello?
Your impression.
Let's see. Would it be... But it says it in the name. That's the thing. If I say it, it'll say it in the name.
That's all right.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? Is that cool?
Is it cool? Yes. Is it good?
Let this dial tone tell you. Hi, KLOS. Let's hear your celebrity impression.
Ron, get to the chopper. What the hell are you doing? Come on.
I'm sorry, you misunderstood. The best one.
Well, all right. I think it's down to the first Arnold. Everybody's doing Arnold.
The first Arnold.
I guess it's California.
So let's see which
and
one.
And Pee Wee Herman.
I like Pee Wee Herman, too.
I think I did.
Energy.
Yeah, I think Pee Wee Herman gets the choice. You get the choice of tickets. You want to see the Stones or Ghost and Volbeat?
I think Ghost and Volbeat.
Wow. All right.
Ghost and Volbeat.
You are going to go. What's your name? Don't tell me Pee Wee Herman.
Vanessa.
What is it?
Vanessa.
Vanessa.
Did I really win?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Enjoy the show. Hold on one second.
Hold on. Don't go away. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Elijah Collins.
Yeah, so your Arnold wins you Rolling Stones tickets, man.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. Thank you so much.
You're going to the SoFi.
Enjoy.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on.
Appreciate it.
All right, one more Arnold for us, please.
Well, I'm the governor of California. I sell toys.
That's not the same thing.
Yeah, that's a underworld theme from Super Mario Brothers we just played.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, right. Dirty Honey the Wire.
Right. Very different. Yeah, it's not the same thing.
No, not at all.
Not the same thing.
No, definitely not. I love that song.
Knoxville, Tennessee is fighting for the title from Florida, which I really appreciate. They're really going after it hard. They really want it.
We will be the craziest.
Yes.
Us.
According to the report, officers were dispatched to a reported wreck at an intersection. While on the scene, officers found an abandoned Pontiac Grand Prix at the intersection, and it was still in motion.
Okay, so it was slowly rolling through the intersection?
Yes.
Okay.
But there was no one behind the wheel.
Oh, funky.
There's so many details left out of this story. Like Woodward and Bernstein, I was looking through trying to figure out, like, what the...
Were you going around the doors in the middle of the night in D.C. asking questions?
The car moved off the road and hit a guardrail, and a witness had to put out a fire located on the car's door.
Okay, all right.
How do you get a fire on the door?
Yeah, right? Your cigarette was... I don't know. I can't even imagine.
Officers ran the registration of the vehicle and found that it belonged to Marissa Ferrante, 23 years old. Later on Monday, officers were dispatched to... 4918 Sims Road due to a report of a naked woman wearing a mask ringing doorbells.
So she was doing her Woodward and Bernstein.
She was. Only wearing a mask.
Just a mask. Well, at least she had a mask on.
Yeah,
she's
right?
Being safe.
Right?
She's like, ta-da, beautiful body at your door, but I'm safe.
I'm being safe. Officers reportedly then located a woman walking down Eddington Road near Maryland Pike wearing only a mask, underwear, and a tail.
A tail. Mm-hmm. I love it. What kind of tail?
Doesn't say.
A little cotton tail or a big long
kitty
tail?
No more details
than
that.
Yeah, just a tail.
Odd.
Odd.
So now she's got the mask and she's naked, but she does have a tail.
Did she borrow the tail from one
of
the doors of the pee that she knocked
it
on?
Doesn't say.
That doesn't say a lot, does it?
The officers tried to approach the woman and she ran away on foot, jumping a fence at a nearby house.
Wow, naked with a tail.
Yes.
Well, that's not easy.
Officers followed Ferrante, who then pretended to be pooping near a dog enclosure while talking to the dog enclosure.
Don't bother me. I'm talking to this empty dog enclosure and pooping. Come back later.
Then Ferrante began eating grass from the lawn.
Wow. I won't have what she's having. Usually I'm like, bring it. I don't think I want that.
I don't want.
Nobody
wants
to
dogs. You're grazing on grass.
Non-existent dogs.
No, thank you. She was charged with indecent exposure, evading arrest, criminal trespass, resisting arrest, assault on a first responder, disorderly conduct, obstructing a highway, reckless endangerment, duty on striking fixtures upon highway, and not providing an immediate notice of an accident.
Wow! That all is at a once. Hell of a grocery list.
Well done, well Tennessee. Done. Nope, that's not the same thing. Oh. Nope.
It just reminds me of being very high, hearing that sound. The special Weird Ass remix of Queen. That's a hard one to find on KLOS.
I like that.
Yeah, check under your couch. Maybe it's there.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. BuzzFeed posted a list of things that people found out about their partners when they moved in with them.
Oh, man.
That maybe they didn't know?
Yeah, you just never know until you're really spending the night several days in a row and getting into the whole, you know, together thing.
Some of these are husband and wives.
Yeah.
That didn't know.
Sure.
For example, the first one, I learned that my husband likes to pee outdoors.
Well,
we live in the country, so it's fine, except for the times I caught him peeing out our front porch and once out our open bedroom window.
Dude. Why?
I don't know.
Right onto the ground, right out front of the house.
Yes.
Lovely smell you've got here.
She says, luckily, he doesn't do that anymore. What a surprise.
Something was locked
off. As soon as she caught him. So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Stuff that you found, shocking things that you found out about your partners.
Ah, after you'd moved in for a bit. You've been together for a while.
This is a gross one.
Yeah, cool.
I learned that my husband saves his nail clippings and snacks on them later.
Snacks on them?
He either rips them off his fingers or clips them, and I randomly find clusters of clippings at his desk or next to the spot on his couch.
I will bite my fingernails off and then.
But you kinda, don't.
I don't save it for later.
No, you don't eat it then, do you?
Well, generally not.
You eat it. No, do you eat it?
I don't know, but the skin around, which is even worse, really. I have this really bad habit of doing that, biting my, yeah. And what are you going to do, spit it out?
Yes.
Blah. I shouldn't be doing it
what
all.
What do you mean, blah?
Terrible.
You're so, the one
there, you're learning
your own...
something horrible there.
Wow.
At least I'm not saving it till later. Baking it
oh,
in
yeah,
a
yeah, that's
cake.
A lot better.
Let's go with it is.
I learned that my husband refuses to use plates. He eats out of Pyrex pie dishes. His reasoning is that plates need sides. People are weird.
Yeah, very weird.
That's what you learn.
Yeah, yeah.
I learned that my husband has to pee before doing anything. I'll say, can you hand me the remote? And he'll reply, hold on.
I'll be right back. Really? Wow, that's a condition. That's odd.
My husband had night terrors when he screamed so loudly, I worried somebody would call the cops thinking I'm murdering him.
Oh, man, that's something you really should tell someone first before they wake up.
Sometimes I scream.
Right?
And about calling the cops.
Run outside and think the house is on fire.
So your stories of shocking things you found out about your partner.
Oh, yeah, this could be good.
My husband sleeps with his eyes open.
Yeah, whoa.
Freaky, right?
Yeah.
The first time I stayed the night at his place, I thought he died.
Oh, sure, of course. Wow. Ooh, that's good.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I can't read that one.
You can't clean it up somehow?
Literally today, I learned that my husband blows his nose while he's on the toilet. To help himself.
Oh, to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird, but.
Mm-hmm. I'm married to a professional musician, and I discovered that occasionally he sings background vocals in his sleep.
That's weird.
He's not singing the lead. He's singing background vocals.
Aw.
I learned that instead of walking into rooms, my husband likes to dance into them.
No, that would be annoying. That would be really annoying. That would be a deal breaker right there.
Would it?
Yeah.
Not the chewing of your fingers?
No, that's fine. No, that's totally fine.
You've eaten off your entire pinky.
It's pretty much gone.
818-955-KLOS, shocking things that you found out about your partner. Talking about shocking things you found out about your partner. You have one?
So my wife, when she brushes her teeth, it sounds like she's coughing up a lung. She's like,
What? When she brushes her teeth?
Yeah.
Why? Have you ever asked her why she makes that noise?
No.
What's going on in there?
There might be some danger happening in there.
Yeah.
Stranger danger.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Wow. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Shocking things you found out about your partner.
Okay, it wasn't a partner, but when I was in the military living in the barracks, I had a roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And what he used to do, was collect his boogers and put them into a glass jar.
Wow! What?
Why? Why? Did you ask him why?
No idea why, but after about a month and a half of him being there, I had to go to the first sergeant and say, this guy ain't quite right. He saved his boogers into a glass jar.
What a narc.
Yeah, I don't know if it was his way of trying to get out of the military, but it worked because he got discharged.
Oh, there you go.
Ah, so maybe everybody was looking for that Section 8. You'd be
that was the plan the whole
that.
Time.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Shocking things you found out about your partner.
That he drinks coffee in the bathroom and only in the bathroom.
Well, that's odd.
Wait, so if he leaves the bathroom, does he leave his coffee in there?
Yes.
What?
Did he try sneaking it in at first? I mean, how did you find out he was doing that?
Basically, he just went inside the bathroom and was going to take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed that he took a longer time. And I was like, that's weird. That's odd. So then I seen that he left the mug on top of the toilet. And it's just been an everyday thing since then.
He only drinks coffee in the bathroom.
Odd. That is really weird.
It is. It's been, I've been together with him for 30 years already, and that's how it's been.
Have you ever asked him why?
No, I don't want to offend him.
You've been with him 30 years. That seems like a question you could ask. All right, call us back tomorrow when you have the answer.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, please do. 818-955-KLOS. Weird things your partner does you didn't find out till later.
We're talking about shocking things that you found out about your partner. You found out what about your wife?
Well, she's a nut job. But about me, what she didn't know was I cannot eat with silverware. I have to have plastic silverware.
Oh, really? Why?
Why?
Because I have so many feelings from back in the 60s and 70s. It's just like eating foil. Even the family brings plastic silverware for me. And even when we go out to expensive restaurants, I have plastic silverware.
Did you say about chewing on aluminum? I kind of used to do that when I was a kid. On
you
aluminum
chewed
foil.
On aluminum?
Isn't that crazy?
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that sensation,
yeah.
Your feelings in the foil, yeah. Is just,
yeah.
So I don't know if I'm from another planet.
Yes.
I have no idea.
Well, yes. I think that's pretty solid proof that you are.
If you're listening to KLOS, clearly you're from another planet.
Well, I do religiously.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thanks for calling. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I'm going to read the headline. I'm going to give you a second just to
absorb
it.
Oh, no.
And unpack it.
Wow. Where do you find these things, man?
Well, this particular one got sent to us on Twitter from Tim.
Oh, Tim. Thanks,
dude.
He
sends us a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Brazilian Hulk. He's called the Hulk because he's a soccer player and he's big. He's got a lot of muscles.
Okay.
Has announced that the niece of his ex-wife is pregnant with his child. The niece of his ex-wife is pregnant with his child.
So did they become ex before she got pregnant?
I believe so.
Oh, dear.
I believe.
That's what led to the.
Well, No. I mean, I believe they split up.
Oh, before.
They divorced.
Okay.
And then.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to give your niece a call. You don't mind? That'll be good, right? I'm the Hulk.
So he had three kids, so now this will be his fourth.
Oh, man, they must just love... Oh, that's fun.
His older kids...
Dad!
...are going to be half-siblings and cousins with the kid.
That's right. That's right. Wow.
That's bizarre.
I think I know a couple places here in the United States they might want to move to.
Alabama? Maybe.
I don't know.
What a weird...
Yeah, dang. Wow.
The niece of his ex-wife.
How old is she? How old is he?
He's 35, 36, she's 32.
Oh, all right.
Wait, hang on, let me show you a picture of her.
Yeah. Woo! Right. No wonder.
Right decision.
All right, yeah. Well done. It's a brilliant decision, sir. The Hulk for the win.
Do you think...
Holy cow.
...we would have anybody who dated... Let's see, how should we say this?
Yes,
dated the relative of someone else they dated.
Right, so they're not related.
Correct.
It's by law.
Correct. But then he was divorced.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that's happened.
So you dated the relative of someone else you dated.
Right, like your wife's niece was just like
a sister.
Yeah, oh, your wife's sister.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That stuff
is... Or your wife's mom.
No.
Sure, why not?
No, because look, that's you're going the wrong way there.
You're going the wrong way.
All right, so you dated the relative of someone else you dated.
Okay, cool.
Now, you didn't have to be married or whatever. You didn't have to have a kid like this.
Right.
But just the idea of dating the relative of someone you dated is super weird.
Well, yeah, it's kind of odd, I guess.
He sat the whole family down at Christmas 2019 and gave them the information. Hey, everyone.
Ho, ho, ho. Check this out. They showed a picture and they're like, I get it.
My gift to me is my ex-wife's niece.
Y'all are going to be very related. Not yet, but
you
will be.
We're not positive how yet, but we'll work it out.
Bits of it, yes. Wow.
All right, so 818-955-KLOS if you dated the relative of someone else you dated. 818-955-KLOS. Brazilian soccer star The Hulk is his nickname, announced that his niece of his ex-wife is pregnant with his child.
Dang. Boom.
So the question is, you dated the relative of someone else you dated?
I'm going for you. My dad dated his wife's sister and cousin.
I'm sorry. Hold up.
Wow.
Your dad dated his wife's sister
and
husband.
Cousin.
Cousin, oh, yeah. Cousin. My stepmom. My stepmom. So he dated the cousin first, moved to the sister, and ended up marrying my stepmom.
Wow. And how did that go over with the family? Was that like a real welcome situation?
To be honest with you, it doesn't seem to have fazed anybody, but my mom used to mess with my dad and say, who's next, the grandma?
Oh, that's
good for her.
That's hilarious.
Right on. That's beautiful. Thank you for calling. Exactly what we're looking for.
Yes. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, man? This is Josh from Santa Barbara.
Hey, Josh.
So I was dating this chick, and she ends up sleeping with my best friend. And then in like, not retaliation per se, but, you know, she had a cuter younger sister, for sure. She had a hot mom, too. I want to throw that in there.
Okay, sure. Toss that in.
That whole family was amazing.
Go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm in Montecito right now.
No worries.
Actually driving by the ex's house. On my way to Camarillo, I just moved down there.
So, how did it end up?
Fantastic.
Well, good.
Hey, maybe not all four.
Right,
come
not
on.
All
the
exactly.
I got you.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
That guy's normal.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Having a good time, at least.
Hello.
Hi. You dated somebody else that was related to the person you dated?
Hard to put into words.
It is.
Very well put, Kevin. No,
Kelvin.
Yeah, my husband's cousin, her husband died, and a year later she married his brother.
Husband died. Year later, she married his brother.
I guess that's probably fairly common, actually. Not that odd. Ew. Yeah. How did it go?
I mean, it does make it different if someone dies.
Right, exactly.
That does seem like it makes it
different.
It
wasn't under suspicious circumstances, was it?
Good question.
It was not, no.
Okay, good. Well, so how did you feel about all of it?
I just think it's gross and weird. Like, if my husband died, I wouldn't want to marry his brother.
Well, maybe his brother isn't so cool.
Yeah, what if he was really hot? Woo!
Yeah, maybe. Okay, you're right.
Right on. I like how you folded.
Yeah,
well,
that's
done.
Great. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Your Peyton Place store.
Flicko and I behind the scenes talking about if we would get any calls on this topic.
And you know, you never know. And it's like when you post something on social media and you think, oh, this is really stupid. No one's going to like it.
Right.
And everyone loves it.
And then you put a lot of work into it. No one cares.
Nope.
This, we could take calls all day on.
Yep.
And I'm very surprised by that.
Me too. I love it.
You dated the relative of someone else you dated. You have that?
Yeah, stepsisters in high school.
Stepsisters in high school.
One introduced me to the other one.
Is that right? On purpose so that you could date the other one?
On purpose.
Hmm.
We broke up. She thought her sister was a little lonely and tried hooking me up with her.
Huh.
Which was successful.
Really?
Really? Did you end up with her?
Yeah, I was with the first one for about, I'm going to say 8 months, and then the second one was like 2 years.
Huh.
And the funny part is that they were living in the same house and eventually switched rooms, so I was dating them both while they lived in the same room.
That's very odd.
Wow, that's weird. You know that's weird, right?
Yeah, their parents definitely thought it was.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet the parents were a little bit like, what?
No, they usually love that.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. Where was it where the bride-to-be died? And then the groom said, hey, how about the sister?
India. It was
can
in
I
India.
Just marry the sister?
Yes.
At the wedding.
Yeah, that's a bad surprise for the sister.
Got married right there with a corpse in the other room.
Yep, that happened.
I don't know. That's beatable.
Hello.
You dated the relative of somebody else you dated?
I did.
did not, but my boyfriend and his brother both had kids from the same woman, and their kids were like brothers and cousins at the same time.
Oh, that's weird. Wow.
That was weird because it was just weird. What do you call them, brother?
I would imagine, yeah, and I would imagine that when the fights happened, that just always came up, right? That was like some sort of just an extra undercurrent. Yeah.
It did. Yeah. And she was at everything. The lady was at every event that we went to.
Good times.
She hated me, and it was weird.
Boy, if people could just not be Randy, things would just be a lot easier.
Sometimes. Randy? Listen, Grandpa.
It's kind of like a Jerry Springer episode.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah,
agreed.
Hi, my name's Randy. Randy has to go. Thanks for calling. Thanks.
Bye. KLOS, hello.
Hi. So my sister dated this guy for about a year, and then they broke up. 6 months later... Or, I'm sorry, 6 years later, I married him.
Wow.
6 years later, you married him.
Did you guys ever make eyes at each other back in the day when they were going out?
Well, he always liked me more, he said.
Huh.
Yeah. Really? The whole time he was going out with your sister?
He just thought I was more normal.
I think that's kind of a common thing. You're just a little too nervous to come up to the one, so you stupidly hook up with a sister or sibling or something.
Well, my sister's crazy.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's important to the story.
Yeah. Right on. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
I dated my wife's little sister back in the 80s.
Okay.
For like 4 years until she ended up cheating with she was a bikini model, and she ended up cheating with the photographer. So I put her stuff out on the porch, and I stayed friends with her sister for 20 years, and then I ended up marrying her 20 years later.
Wow.
No kidding.
So when she came home, she found her bikini out on the porch. So does your wife still talk to her sister at this point?
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, yeah, we all stayed friends, and she wishes she hadn't screwed up along the way because I always had a good job and plenty of money. So she was kicking herself in the butt, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and her bikini butt.
I was friends with them all for a long time.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Right on, yeah.
My brother used to date the middle sister.
Wow. What's happening with you?
So, close-knit bikini family.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Are you guys still talking about having relations with someone related to one another?
You dated the relative of someone else you dated.
So it started off with this young lady. I was, I'd say, 18, 19 at the time. We had met in high school, you know, started hanging out, going on dates. And then out of nowhere, I just got this weird vibe from her mom, and her mom just kept, you know, hey, you know, how you doing? And then out of nowhere, she started calling me, and then out of nowhere, she's like, hey, come over. And I ended up banging her mother after we broke up.
So her name was Mrs. Robinson.
I wish it was Mrs. Robinson.
Now, you say after we broke up to make yourself feel better, right?
In a way, no. I mean, it was, you know, post. I mean, it had been, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks after we broke up? So
that's plenty of time.
Yeah, that's plenty of time, yeah.
We're still okay.
How much older was she than you?
She was 51 and I was 19.
Boom! Dang!
Wow! Woo! Boy, you didn't.
Wow!
You wore her out.
Yeah, no. Trust me, she called me for weeks and she wanted more, and I'm like,
more.
What's be going on?
Dang.
Nice work.
Hashtag dang.
Nice work, young man.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. That's a perfect example of this topic.
Yes,
there
agreed.
You go.
95.5 KLOS of California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Slayo, and it's time for What We Learned.
Oh, what did we learn today?
The best way to carjack somebody is to do it with your mom.
Got a kid? Nah, take him out carjacking.
That was the thing. Shocking things you found out about your partner. There was a guy in the military who filled up a jar with boogers.
He kept his boogers. He doesn't know why.
And got out of the military, and I am assuming that's why.
That's exactly right.
And all of our audience has dated relatives of all of our audience.
Yay! You people rule! Those are some great stories. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty myself.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Happy birthday to the boss! No, not the KLOS boss, Keith. But Bruce Springsteen, born on this day in Long Branch, New Jersey in 1949. It was on this day in rock in 1974 when John Lennon recorded Whatever Gets You Through the Night at the Record Plant in New York City. Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction officially became the all-time best-selling debut album in America on this day in rock in 2008. It certified for 18 million copies sold by the RIAA, overtaking Boston's self-titled album at 17 million.